Chapter 12. The Cinema Today and the Future. Today, we are all spending more time on our computers and phones. Statistics show that some people spend 2 hours a day or more just looking at their phones. Those 2 hours are hurting the cinema industry. Every year, more and more people avoid cinemas, preferring to stay home to watch films and TV series online instead. Nowadays, technological inventions and services, such as cable and streaming sites, are threatening the cinema. Many streaming sites are illegal, but that doesn't seem to stop people from using them. Other legal websites, such as YouTube, offer an amazing choice of videos, TV series, and films for free, and you don't even need a TV to watch them. This change in audience preference is having an enormous impact on the cinema industry. There are lots of reasons why fewer people want to go to the cinema now. Watching films at home is obviously more comfortable. You can watch them in your pajamas and talk with family and friends without disturbing anyone else. Cinema tickets, drinks, and snacks are all very expensive. At home, you can make your own snacks, pause the picture without missing any of the action, and no one irritates you by loudly eating popcorn or crisps. Strangers don't distract you with their texting, talking, or tweeting either. These are all good reasons to stay home and watch your entertainment from the comfort of your sofa. Obviously, this is not good news for the cinema industry. The filmmakers point out that they make their films for big screens, not mobile phones or laptops. They believe that watching films on a small screen spoils the action and stops us from relating to the characters. It's true that some blockbuster films like The Lord of the Rings can only really work in the cinema, but others are very effective on a laptop or computer screen. In recent years, cinema owners and directors have used lots of gimmicks to tempt audiences back into the cinemas. In 2013, Google developed Google Spotlight Stories, a mobile app featuring 360-degree animated films. The app used 3D and 2D animations, 360-degree cinema quality video and surround sound. It made the viewer feel like they were diving into the screen. They could look around inside the story by moving their body and phone to see the action from different angles. The app transported the viewer to a different exciting reality, but didn't tell them where to go when they got there. In 2015, the first 4DX cinema in the UK opened with moving seats and wind, water, lightning, fog and scents for the audience to feel and smell while watching the film. The designers hoped this would make the audience feel part of the action. The idea of making the way we experience a film more personal is something that designers are constantly working on. Netflix started out as a DVD mail order company, but is now the largest streaming service in the world. More than 54 million people from over 100 countries pay to watch its films, documentaries, and television series. Lots of other companies like Amazon offer this service, but Netflix also makes many of its series, films, and programs themselves. Netflix, Amazon, and HBO are changing our viewing habits in all sorts of ways. We can now watch a whole series online in a matter of days, rather than waiting impatiently for the next TV episode every week. Netflix makes lots of series which appeal to different audiences, so there's something for everyone. However, the biggest TV phenomenon to compete with a cinema is HBO's series Game of Thrones. Millions of people around the world watch the dramatic, often violent conflicts between powerful families in the mythical continent of Westeros. The series started in 2011, and every year, Game of Thrones collects more and more adoring fans. Fans are so addicted that in November 2017, the Prince Charles Cinema in London put on a marathon screening of all 67 episodes. In this case, the cinema helped audiences to see a TV series, so this was a remarkable event. Although it may seem that Netflix and other online services are going to destroy the cinema, it's not all bad news. There are lots of reasons to be cheerful about the future of the industry. Competition could lead to bigger, more beautiful cinemas, and filmmakers could challenge Netflix and the others by improving the technology in creative ways. Let's hope so, because at the end of the day, There's nothing better than the experience of the lights going down, the big screen lighting up, and getting lost in the magic and glamour of the cinema.